As you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Towers, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC. Diverse, independent, yours.
It is 3:05 p.m. on March 1st, 2024. We stream on the unceded territories of Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 9 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic. On CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I am your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, intro to the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. Sorry for being late once again. There is a major construction going on at Braid Station, which pushes the trains heading to Production Way to every 12 minutes, which forced me to scramble to head to VCC Clark, the Broadway SkyTrain station, walk down the commercial where there was another delay. As for the show, first up is Wish Lash's 200 Phenomena with Closing Mirrors. That was Closing Mirrors from Wish Lash's 200 Phenomena. Next up is Billy Woods and Kenny Siegel's Maps. The track is Agriculture.
Before the sun rise, before sparrow cry from thistle to kettle boil, before whistle the sky bleed purple, the night fight before I die, squatting in the soil with the fistful, but my hands been dirty since before I could grasp time, before we had new names, before we was new in our own eyes, grew crooked under gargoyle glass. Two trains, took an off on cops before they took aim, same grids cooking with a hot, I grew them in the shade. Plot on the come up, plot on my brothers. Now I get the tomatoes cropping sideways. Stooped in the coop gathering eggs. Traded some to the neighbor for fresh bread. I say I'm at peace, but it's still that same dread. It's a funny feeling like knowing your enemies is in the feds. It's hard to live when before you was dead. Cup bitter at the bottom, I had to learn to toss the dregs. It's land on either side of the cards. Places no one knows who you are. It's faces we never wore. People we couldn't be before. It's still things we never saw, but I don't wanna see more. I let the dog out the screen door.
I'd like to discuss the SF Athletics at this time. Three events... Excuse me. Sorry about that. Three events were on tap for February 24th. The track and field teams competed in the 2024 Ken Shannon Last Chance Invite, hosted by University of Washington, at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington. Distances were generally in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top eight results for the Red Leaps, the cutoff in preliminaries for their finals events. In the men's 4,000 distance medley relay, the quartet of Jose Castro, Colton Plummer, Aiden Good, and Andrew Thompson clocked in at 9:51.3 for third. Both basketball teams were in action later on February 24th. The women's were destroyed 86-59, where SFU was led by Armand Dulai and Merlane Shervey with 13 points each at a Turowitz Gymnasium in Billings, Montana. The opponents were the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets. Men's capped off February 24th, where they were shaded by the visitors Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks, where David Penny led the Red Leaves with 16 points, followed by Eric Beckett's 15 at SFU West Gym. I'm just going to try to find the score here. Bear with me for a few seconds. The score on SFU men's basketball's game against Northwest Nazarene, Idaho was 62-56. Three events were on tap for February 25th. The Red Leaves men's golf hosted the University of Fraser Valley Cascades at Meadows Garden Golf Club in Pitt Meadows for the inaugural Fraser Cup, where it replicated the NCAA Division II Finals format, where players in each team went head-to-head in 18 holes, where the lowest score in an 18-hole in a one-on-one wins the match. SFU won 5-2, where Kyle Maynard defeated Jacob Armstrong in match one. Michael Chris Logo fired 74 strokes to triumph over Ben Witten in match two. Brendan O'Brien defeated Hayden Pribe in match four. Justin Bjornson fired an even par 72 strokes, which was SFU's best performance, to triumph over LA Green in match six. And Ryan Hoggins fired 73 strokes to defeat Andrew Bigger in match seven, as the SFU Red Leafs defeated the UFV Cascades 5-2. At Meadows Golf Club in Pitt Meadows in round one of the first ever Fraser Cup. Also, SFU and UFV women's golfers played an individual stroke competition with seven golfers on each side, where Red Leaf Claire Dubois won the individual crown with 78 strokes, likely at Meadows Golf Club in Pitt Meadows. Let's see. Meanwhile, Red Leafs Women's Wrestling competed in the National Collegiate Women's Wrestling Championships Region 6, hosted by Texas Women's University in Denton, Texas, where weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the top three results for SFU. In 109, Ivy Threatful dominated Sloan Stewart of Texas Women's via a 12-0 technical fall in a quarterfinal, but fell to Adriana Gomez of Colorado Mesa at 4:41 in a semifinal. However, Threatful recovered to win the next two matches as she toppled Candice Bickel of Adams State via an 11-0 technical fall in a consolation semifinal and upended Javienne Robles-Wright of Chadron at 3:32 in the third-place match. In 116, Maddie McKenzie won her first two matches via technical falls, dominating Sky Schermerding of Minot State 10-0 in championship round one and toppling Cassandra Witt of Chadron in a quarterfinal. Later on, Mackenzie quad damaged Austria Holland of Adams State 4-1 in a semifinal and won the first place match over Kaylee Tavaldo of Colorado Mesa via forfeit. in 123. Victoria Seal upended her first her four opponents with 10-0 technical falls. Shania Ware of Jade Run in championship round one. Valeria Acevedo Hernandez of Texas Women's in a quarterfinal. Ilya Brown of Shriner in a semifinal. And Anna Rojas Zamora in the first place match. 130 had two Red Leafs wrestlers at the top. In championship round one, Laura Alcander Soto dominated Trinity Perez of Adams State 11-0. Marquesis Hines toppled LaShia Rios of Texas Women's 11-0. In the quarterfinals, Laura Alcantar Soto upended Bella Hernandez of Minos State at 108, while Marquesis Hines dominated Keila Carey, also of Minos State, via a 12-0 technical fall. In the semifinals, Laura Alcantar Soto upended Taylor Peters at 145, whereas Marquesis Hines toppled Cadence Boyd of Colorado Mesa via an 11-0 technical fall. In the all-SFU first-place match, Hines upended Alcantar Soto at 259 to earn the 130 crown. In 155, Paige Maher upended Emma Meadows of Chadron at 214 in a quarterfinal, followed by two technical falls, as Maher dominated Shionario Nari Miller of Texas Woman 10-0 in a semifinal, but was toppled by Dahlia Garibay of Colorado Mesa 15-5 in the first place match to settle for second. In 170, Rupinder Joho upended Kimberly Collin of Colorado Mesa at 5-0-4 in championship round one, but lost 9-5 to Kaylee Collins, also of Colorado Mesa, in a quarterfinal. Joho recovered to win the next two matches via falls, as she defeated Kylie Spearman of Texas Women's at 119 in a consolation semifinal, and Kimberly Carlin of Colorado Mesa in the third place match at 339, which was Joho's second win over Carlin to earn third place. In 191, Julia Ricci dominated Madison Parsons of Minot State via a 10-0 technical fall in a quarterfinal, defeated Zoe Adam of CU Falls 7-1 in a semifinal, but was toppled by Camila Montenegro of Chadron via a 12-0 technical fall in the first place match to settle for second. The Red Leafs women's wrestling earned second with 207 points, only behind Colorado Mesa with 213. In the National Collegiate Women's Wrestling Championships Region 6, hosted by Texas Women's University in Denton, Texas, there were two events on February 26. Round 2 for the first-ever Fraser Cup at Chilliwack Golf and Country Club, which was supposed to take place between SFU and UFV men's golf teams, got canceled due to frost and below-freezing temperatures, which allowed the Red Leafs men's golf to win the inaugural Fraser Cup. Meanwhile, the SFU women's golf started in the Tim Tierney Shootout, hosted by California State East Bay in Alameda, California. Red Leaf Ephraim Mekonen earned the GNEC Men's Track and Field Player of the Week after two remarkable performances at the Ken Shannon Last Chances meet, as he ran 3,000 meters at 809.9 on February 23rd for 15th, followed by personal best in the 1 mile or 1,609 meters at 409.29, 4 seconds ahead of the previous best on February 24th for 31st, where only two NCAA Division II runners finished ahead. On February 27th, the SFU Women's Golf finished the two-day Tim Tierney Shootout hosted by California State East Bay in Alameda, California. The Red Leafs finished 7th among 16 teams after firing 33 over par 609 strokes over two rounds, as Mira Minhas led SFU with 5 over par 149 strokes in a 5-way tie for 10th. The host Cal State East won the Tim Tierney Shootout after 4 over par 592 strokes over two rounds, where Morgan Jorsima of CSULA won the individual crown after firing 1 under par 139 strokes. Excuse for the pronunciation if I actually was wrong. Chances are I was. On February 29th, three former SFU wrestlers, Ana Godinez, Carla Godinez-Gonzalez, and Justina Distacio, competed at the Pan American Olympic Qualifiers in Acapulco, Mexico, where classes were in kilograms. In a women's 76 quarterfinal, Justina Distacio, currently an assistant coach for the Red Leafs women's wrestling team, upended Saidi Lorena of Honduras. In a women's 53 quarterfinal, Carla Godinez-Gonzalez was defeated 8-2 by Heron Avila. However, Carla's sister, Ana, overwhelmed Brown Ton of Brazil by a 10-0 superiority, followed by a win on Criteria 3-3 over Leah Nunes in women's 62 semifinal, and earned a spot for Team Canada in the 2024 Paris Olympics. Later on, Justina Distacio doubled up Machuca 8-4 in a women's 76 final and joined Ana Godinez-Gonzalez in Team Canada for the 2024 Paris Olympics, with the third wrestler being Hannah Taylor from Summerside PEI. Today was the men's turn at the Pan American Olympic Qualifiers, where spots for the 2024 Body Olympics in Acapulco, Mexico were on the line. Team Canada included one SFU alumni in Nishan Randhawa, who was dominated by Silo Torres 10-0 in a men's 97 quarter final.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference and NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference record ties. There are four teams that clinched GNAC championship berths. Montana State Billings, which also clinched the GNAC regular season championship, are first at 14-3 conference, 20-7 overall. Northwest Nazarene second, 12-5 conference, 16-9 overall. St. Martin's third, 11-6 conference, 21-6 overall. And Central Washington fourth, 10-7 conference, 17-9 overall. These four teams clinched GNAC championship berths. And the rest, Alaska Anchorage fifth at 9-8 conference, 19-9 overall. Seattle Pacific 6th, 9-8 conference, 16-14 overall. Western Washington 7th, 8-9 conference, Spider 16-12 overall. Alaska 8th, 6-11 conference, 8-17 overall. Simon Fraser 9th, 4-13 conference, 6-22 overall. And Western Oregon last, 2-15 conference, 5-20 overall. Now to the women's basketball standings. Much like men's, Montana State Billings clinched the GNAC regular season championship at 16-1 conference, 25-4 overall. Western Washington, second, 14-3 conference, 21-5 overall. Alaska Anchorage, third, 12-5 conference, 17-8 overall. Central Washington, fourth, 9-8 conference, 18-11 overall. And Simon Fraser, 5th, 9-8 conference, 16-13 overall. These five teams clinched GNAC championship berths. And the rest, Northwest Nazarene, 6th, 7-10 conference, 19-14 overall. Seattle Pacific, which is listed 7th at 7-10, but are actually 10-17 overall. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Seattle Pacific actually has a lower overall record than Northwest Nazarene. St. Martin's 8th, 5-12 conference, 7-17 overall. Western Oregon, 9th, 3-14 conference, 10-13 overall. And Alaska, which also has a 3-14 conference, much like Western Oregon. So Western Oregon and Alaska have 3-14 conference records each, but Alaska are last at 4-22 overall. Now to the women's softball standings. No interconference games have been played as of yet. Western Washington, first 13-1 overall. Northwest Nazarene, second at 10-1 overall. St. Martin's, third 8-5 overall. Western Oregon, fourth 7-7 overall. Selma Fraser, fifth 4-7. Montana State Billings, 6-3-9-1. And Central Washington is dead last at 2-12.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 9 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music featured on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, intro to the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half, it's the third act of the hour, Why Oaks Every Day Like the Last. Here is It's Way With Me.
Is ahead.